A really striking comment that you made in this interview, you said, from a broad public health standpoint, and I'm quoting you now, at the population level, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%.
In the schools, everybody should wear a mask.
And asking kids to wear a mask is uncomfortable, but you know, kids are pretty resilient.
Kids are resilient. And if anything, this is going to build resilience in our children.
Will this have long-term psychological effects on young kids, do you think?
I don't think so. I think, in fact, it's good.
Masking is very important, particularly in the schools. Masks are safe. Masks do work.
I have a 9-year-old. He tolerates masks for everything. I don't hear him whine, just like I don't hear him whine about his seatbelt or his bike helmet.
Children have no problem with what is going on. They want to deal sensibly by way of the science with COVID. They've said we have no difficulty with students wearing masks.
But I look at the history of the world, and when I think of like my parents and grandparents growing up in depressions, fighting wars, kids always had a part to play too. And when I look at the fact that they're just wearing a mask, but they have a roof over their head, they have food.
A mask is basically non-intrusive completely. I've yet to see a child whose mask was bothering him or her. In fact, in the emergency department, the kids are the best ones at wearing masks, and they often help their parents put masks on correctly.
There's nothing adverse or bad about masks. We've used masks for decades. We mask kids in our cancer wards routinely.
We have now a plethora of ongoing research and studies and documents that are showing us that masks do not put children at risk.
This concept that children somehow are harmed or abused by wearing masks is not founded in any science.
It's simple. It does no harm. My kids wear them to school.
The idea that children won't wear masks is actually an abdication of leadership to say that we can't ask them and won't set an example for them.
Those 50 million children need to protect themselves by wearing masks.
If I'm going to get on an airplane, I don't have to wear a mask, but I will have my kids wear one.
I don't think this is politically dividing at all. I wear masks, my kids wear masks.
I don't understand why parents are not listening to the science, not teaching their children to wear a mask.
My responsibility, if I am lucky enough to be the next governor of Georgia, is to look at the science, to follow the protocols, and to set the right example.
I think we're even talking to the children. When we talk to schools and classrooms of children, they are happy to wear masks.
Be comforted by the fact that children have so much neuroplasticity that this is a bump in their social development, but that they can repair very easily.
You don't go naked. Yeah. And right now, you shouldn't be going to school without a mask.
You're not likely to be able to be exposed to something and spread it to mommy or daddy. And it's not likely mommy and daddy are able to spread it to you either. So I wouldn't worry about it, baby. I promise you. That's why we need to make sure children are wearing masks in school.